Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam regarding the sign of a penitent person, the sign of a repentant person, the characteristic of a person who has asked forgiveness and wants to ask forgiveness and is regretful of his sins. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says the following. Actually, this is not really a tradition. It is a tradition, but it's one of the parts of one of the supplications of the Imam. As you know, the Imam, the fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, has many duas and prayers and supplications and munajat which have been narrated from him. This is a part of one of the munajat or the intimate supplications which he recited. The Imam says, place us among those who extinguish the fire of desires by shedding the water of repentance. The Imam alayhi salam compares repentance or tawbah with water, and the desires, the carnal and base desires that a person has, as a fire. Repentance or tawbah, it comes and it washes these away. It extinguishes this fire, right? Which is an allusion to the fact that a person doesn't really repent, you know, until he kind of he controls and he eliminates the desire to sin, right? So sinning simply doesn't repenting doesn't simply mean that we say, I'm sorry for the sins I committed in the past, but the person still has that fondness or that love for the sin that he was doing. When he thinks about it, he still gets happy. He's still happy about it, you know? Even though he might have stopped doing it for some reason. Like, let's say there's a person, he's old now, and he cannot commit certain sins that he could when he was young, right? And he, you know, as a formality, now he repents and says, oh, I'm not going to do those sins anymore. Which is a joke because the person can't really do it. But when he thinks about his youth and, you know, the mistakes that he made and the sins that he was committing, he still, you know, feels happy about it. There's a sense of joy he is overcome when he thinks about it, right? So he still has this desire to sin. And if he was in a position to do so, he might even do so. This isn't really repentance. Repentance, as the Imam alludes to here, means extinguishing this desire, extinguishing this lust for sin. And then the Imam says, and wash the plates of ignorance with the purity of the water of life. Right? So there's an aspect of extinguishing desires within tawbah and in repentance. And there's also an aspect of knowledge in it, meaning so there should be an awareness of why the sin was wrong, why God prohibited us from doing so, why it's in our benefit not to sin, right? You know, all of this, the repentance made, it should emanate and it should stem from this awareness, right? Because once we have this awareness, right, that desire to sin will be automatically eliminated and true tawbah will have been achieved. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the signs of a penitent person in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.